Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we just finished with my announcements and my reading of the listener's question. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, the second letter comes from her as well. So let me give you the answer there also. There's another topic I'd like to bring up because you spoke on it today, May the 27th. Now, the first one was in April. Now, this one is in May. That is tithing. You spoke about churches who teach against tithing to God. As someone who was a Mormon over 40 years and is now a Christian, I always believed tithing to be something we are to do. But upon actually studying this topic, I have found that it is not really a New Testament principle. There is a video, a little more than an hour long, that discusses tithing in depth. Is it biblical? The Tithing Deception at Service Christi on the YouTube, something like that. She says, I watched it a couple of times, and I found it to be solidly grounded on God's word. I know that people have very strong feelings about tithing and even give some biblical support for it. But as 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches, all scriptures is divinely inspired. Well, that is not a King James reference. It's all scriptures given by inspiration. And with the Greek rendering, the idea is that it's God-breathed. All scriptures, God-breathed. All scriptures given by inspiration and is profitable for what? Well, for correction, reproof, all of that, for instruction in righteousness, and that you may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, therefore, all relevant scriptures must be examined when claiming something is the truth of God's word, with which I'm sure you agree. In addition, which means that you agree that it must be in line with God's word. And yeah, it must be in line with God's word. But God's word also must be rightly divided. Now, she goes on to say, I'm sure I would never expect someone to just take my word or someone else's word for something, but to check everything we are taught in the Bible, as Acts 17:11 that I referred to earlier in the first letter. Like everyone else, I don't like being wrong, but if I am, especially with the word of God, then I want to know. So after you study what is in light of God's word, what the Bible says. I would appreciate your correction so I don't continue to believe or spread a lie. Okay, that's fair. And by the way, she probably disagreed with me on what she heard on tithing that day. And obviously on the first answer on agape, but she was open to let us answer by the word of God. And we answered the first letter and she answered back about being very thankful, but she wants to get an answer to the second one. And so it took a few months to get to there, but we got to there. And so I address her dear, and I gave her name to her, of course. I really don't know if my vision is ever going to improve in this life. However, there has been small improvement since my last email. I won't go through how far behind I am and give a long list of things of which I am involved. I hate excuses. And by, let me just say that. I do hate excuses. Sometimes there are reasons, but excuses, trying to make excuses for what we don't do, I don't like that. Okay, now, I've tried to bring up your video on tithing, but have been unable. I believe it best, however, to state why I believe what I believe. Most pastors start off with Jacob's promise to God to give a tenth of all if God brings him back, which was when Isaac had sent him back to his mother's home country to find a wife. Now, you remember the story? Jacob, we remember him, you know, he slept there at Bethel, you know, and hid on the rock and so forth, and he would come back and offer there a tenth of everything, you know, that God blessed him with. He went there, and of course, it's not just a year. He's there for years. He had to work 7 years for Rachel and then another 7 years for Leah. And so, I mean, he had some time there and then worked for Laban, who kept trying to take, rob him, you might say, of his wages and change his wages different times, kept changing it in the wrong direction. And he made his father-in-law Laban very rich by his industry and the work that he did. But he does get away finally, and he's headed home from that. And he gave a tenth, as he had promised way back there. And he gives a tenth unto the Lord. But going on, he was fleeing for his life, and God delivered him from his brother. In Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 through 32, it deals with a tithe as regards to the land when Israel takes the land. Numbers and Deuteronomy also address it. Obviously, with the tithing going to the tabernacle, the work of the priest, the Aaronic priesthood of the tribe of Levi, as well as the Levitical priest who fixed things, set up the tent, so forth, and then did the other things about the other task about the temple. The children of Israel were given feast by which they would come three times a year to honor God. Obviously, the importance of that day was, besides to honor and worship God, was to supply the needs of the tabernacle and later the temple. God established in Exodus to see the people give of their own means. Okay, that was their own means, as he blessed them to give for the building of the tabernacle. And they did it so well and so much that he had to finally tell them, quit bringing it in. Okay, you got to stop now in Exodus there. You're bringing it in, but now we don't have room for everything, all the gold, all the other stuff they were bringing in, all the stuff they needed, the cloth and all that. They had gotten all they needed. And so he stopped it. You know, and I think that's a good Bible principle even today, that churches raise money and they go over the amount they were trying to raise and they say, well, hey, keep it going while it's coming in. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. You know, we may be able to use it for something else down the road. No, I think money goes to what you advertise it goes to. And that's the way it should be. Now, the tithe, then, as regards that Israel, when they took this country, they gave it, and then they take the land, and then, of course, in the other things, they come with this yearly, three times a year, sacrifice, besides the other special sacrifices they had. So they would come those three times a year, and it helped with everything of the temple of that time when they were in the land. That day was to supply the needs of the tabernacle and, of course, later the temple. God blesses in Exodus the people who gave of their own means. Why? Because it is, I believe, a love gift. In the book of Haggai, it shows God's rebuking of the people after they are back in the land after the captivity because they have not rebuilt the temple. They have not even started, really. Rather, they kept for themselves what they should have given to the temple to rebuild, to refurnish it. And what was the result? They had wages they put into bags with holes. Their seed didn't produce. They had missed the blessing of God. And then they had to realize, wait a minute, we're robbing God, as Malachi will later say. Then the Old Testament shows us in Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. He says, "For I am the Lord." That ought to get your attention right away. I am the Lord. Okay? I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, even from the days of your fathers. Ye have gone away from mine own ordinances. Wow. And have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, wherein shall we return? And God reminds them of the chastening he has done to them for their disobedience and their sins. You see, the Lord does not change.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.